Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell. My name is Ben. Now we're ready for the band that is live in studio. We have, very excited right now, Softest live on CITR.
Let's go. We'll be right back. We're from Abbotsford.
Bye.
That was Softas live on CITR. Do not go anywhere. The band will be joining me for a little chat very shortly. Please stay tuned.
Hello. Hi. Do you want to go to a party with me? No. The game's on. Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more, or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon.
Watch, because I'm the man.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank, or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Hi everyone, we're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
Join us for the grand opening of Westbrook Community Center's Splash Pad, an interactive water feature and park adjacent to the center. Come out on May 29th from 1 to 3 for live music by Tatiana Speed, a live on-location broadcast by CITR, and plenty of activities for the whole family, including face painting, temporary tattoos, games, popcorn, and iced chocolate. The first 300 guests will receive a free Menchie's frozen yogurt. Check out Westbrook Community Center on Facebook for more information.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
It's not enough headphones to go around, unfortunately. You can still hear
me.
Oh,
I don't need them.
Yeah, you don't really need them. Thank you for playing the set. I am now in studio. This is CITR. I should let listeners know. CITR 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. If you just join us, you miss a fantastic set by the band Softas. Thank you.
Softless.
Softas, isn't it? Soft. Yeah. I'm sure that spelling mistake has happened.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Well, it in itself is a spelling mistake yeah. too, right? So.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Sometimes there's new words that comes out.
You have to ask Nick. He named it, so.
Yeah, it's soft.
He may be privy to some word.
It's soft test with three S's and only one T, because some people might think.
That's right.
Yeah. So many different ways to spell it.
Yeah.
Softness, selfless. There's so many ways to spell it wrong.
Well, we're booked for a show with Freak Heat Waves, and it's spelled softless.
I saw that
on Facebook. Yeah, for those of you who are Facebook users, I may start an account, but that's up in the air.
So you guys were just on mini tour. Did anybody get your name?
It was more of an outing, but I think it's. I think. Like not to get
just
technical
hangout.
About it, but I think like kind of under 10 shows kind of under 10 shows is more of a trip or a band outing or a...
Nobody got our name wrong.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. Yeah. It's only when we get home that
but, yeah,
people
look,
don't give a shit.
Right now we can call it a mini tour. It was 6 shows.
That's
basically a world tour.
That's a decent amount of shows, to be honest.
Especially, no, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was nice.
Yeah, it's a very, I don't know, that's, yeah, I would totally call that a tour.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I would too, because I wasn't at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, 6, yeah. I mean, Canada, like how many cities are there? Like
it's
6.
Like 6 4.
Or 7.
Yeah, and basically.
We went to all of them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
When I got at work, I got asked where I was, and I told them, I couldn't say I was on a tour, but I played a string of shows that were in support of a piece of recorded material we had just put out.
And technically, Calgary is kind of all of Canada in a way.
Oh yeah,
it's
the hub of Canada and the center of Canada. But we played an amazing show there.
Where did you play in Calgary?
At the Bamboo, which is part of the Drum and Monkey, and played with our pals Blue Shorts, which was awesome, and the Draculas and Gawker, and the staff there were really sweet.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what to do with all those drink tickets because obviously none of us drank. So we had, they gave us something like 40 beer tickets or drink tickets.
Like,
and we just
the
handed
the
them out. Can we trade these drink tickets in for a nice salad or milkshakes? And they didn't have milkshakes.
It's just,
so we
it's just beer and steak, right?
and we don't. Yeah.
The best show we played, though, was in Lethbridge for the Electric Eye Festival. We played at this place called The Slice. And we were like, oh, it's a pizza place. Like, that's going to be weird. And, like, it's weird to play at restaurants, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't really a restaurant. It was, like, a bar and, like, a venue even. And they had, like, the guy that runs it is, he's frightening until you kind of get to know him over, like, half an hour or something. You got to break through the mean barrier. And it was awesome. It was the sound was amazing. And, they actually recorded it.
Oh,
so like, cool. And they send you like the each track. What do they call
well,
it?
Well, that's what we were talking about doing is taking half of the tracks from this session and mixing it with half of the tracks from the Slice session, like the Flaming Lips did that on
your
Rubber
favorite.
Soul or whatever
your
that was,
band,
or Revolver.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I don't know. It would be cool to mix the two sessions, like see if we can sync them up with some sort of time signature software or tone software and kind of sync up the two shows.
No, but
so
I just wanted to mention
the
Slice,
from
the Slice
and then put the guitar
amazing.
From CITR
and
on
top. And if anybody is going to go, I'm just talking over you. If anybody is going to go to Lethbridge, they should play the Slice because it's awesome. The guy that runs it is not the nicest, but I think he's sweet
in his
heart.
He's really nice.
Is he just he's like maybe nice. Shy? That makes sometimes people that are shy. No, he just.
I don't think so. No.
He but came back at noon to let me in to get
he
my.
He did,
kick
but he was
though.
Mad.
Yeah.
He was mad.
So he owns it or just runs it?
He owns it. We thought that he was just like a server, and I was like, well, that makes sense. You're like a server. I've been a server, and I was a miserable asshole too. But then it turned out that he was the server, the sound guy, the owner, everything. He did everything. And like, so I might be exhausted too.
Yeah.
Did all that. But he was rad.
A lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
What was his name? James?
Yeah, and they have, he also has hydroponics in the basement where
they
grow
they
basil,
grow all the shit for their
tomatoes,
pizza.
So
everything's
they do
growing
pizza.
Fresh
yeah,
in the basement for the pizza.
They have vegan pizza and
really
you got
good
free pizza, free salads. Like,
yeah.
That was
yeah,
really,
it was a great
all
nice.
All we really cared about when we were playing shows was just like the food.
How did
didn't
you,
stop eating.
Did any of you play that before? Or how did you figure out this?
No.
Our,
oh, we did.
Actually, our friend Sean from the Lethbridge College Radio, the CKXU, I think.
Yeah.
He, I got in touch with him to get try to put out on a show there, and he just said, oh my God, you got to get in contact with Electric Eye, the guy who runs it. Like, he was at your show last time, and he was really excited, so.
Nice.
Yeah, because we played like we played Sled Island there last year, or like whatever in Calgary, and we played like a pre-Sled Island show in Lethbridge beforehand.
So the Electric Eye is it multiple things, or is it just only at the festival?
Like,
is it like a festival?
It's a festival.
Yeah.
Is it just it? But it's, so it's not just at the pizza.
No,
place.
They had like multiple venues. But what was awesome about it was that they scheduled it in a really good way so that you could actually venue hop, and and they didn't have bands kind of playing at the same time. And so you could
see everyone
you wanted to see. They had passes, and like it was pretty close. I mean, I guess Lethbridge is pretty much like 100 mile or something. It's really small.
You never know, it could be far. Yeah.
Yeah, you could pretty much walk to like every show and like see all the bands you wanted to see. So that was pretty cool.
Did you guys get to see a few things?
Yeah, we did. We missed Blue Shorts, but then we played with them again in Calgary. But yeah, we saw
Freak Heat Waves.
Slates. We saw Power Buddies. Yeah.
Fist City.
Oh, we nice.
Played with them.
Do you get a sense of the people that are at the shows? Are they from Lethbridge, or are they coming in from different parts of out of town?
But then there were lots of people from Edmonton. Lots of people drove in from out of town just for that festival, because it's a really good festival.
It actually made it like a harder weekend to book shows in other towns, because everyone's like, oh, I'm down at Electric Eye that weekend.
Yeah, it was cool.
No, that's super awesome.
Yeah.
You would thought Lethbridge.
Style. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's super nice. So you have a new record out, and it is your second record.
Yeah.
We did our
first
release show with you.
Yeah.
We played a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, the debut of the first record was here.
Yeah.
That was, like a year ago?
A year ago.
Yeah. It was a year ago, so.
February.
And this one, when did it come out? When did it come out?
April 29th.
And what is it called?
Absolute Truth.
And you want to talk about how the name came about, or just what makes you come up with a second album?
I think all of us, like every single one of us, in the whole world, I think everybody believes they know the truth, which is good, because how could you do anything without knowing the truth? So within yourself, you have ultimate truth.
Ultimate truth. Perfect.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I can't think of a better concept for an album than that. Like, that is the best concept for an album and the most truthful, because that sort of rules everything, all of our behavior and everything we do.
Right. And compared to your last one, I mean, it's been a year, which is, you know, pretty standard. But at the same time, a lot of bands in town and such, you know, takes like 2-3 years to put out recordings.
Yeah.
Any reason were you really eager to put something else out, or you just have so many songs you got to put it out, or just you feel like the time is right? Well, like, what condition?
By the time we released the first album, we had been playing those songs ourselves for like 6 months, 7 months. So it was, as soon as that was out and we started playing shows, the urge to start writing again was just there. Kind of like it is now. Like, we took a long time with this album, and now that we've done a few shows with it, it's just like, oh, let's start writing new songs again.
Yeah, we just played a show. It was like our first show in like 7 months or something, and we played the full record like back to back, and like didn't tell anybody that, because nobody cared except for us. But it was cool to do that. And
which show was that?
It was at
the one you
Fingers
were at.
Okay. Crossed.
Yeah. Fingers Crossed. Okay.
Yeah, that was a fucking amazing show.
That's good. Yeah,
it was because Fingers Crossed. Like, whenever I hear about a show at Fingers Crossed, I'm assuming there's gonna be like me and like my mom, and maybe like one guy that was just outside that wants to get warm or something. And like, there wasn't. It was packed.
It was packed.
So many.
And that night was a busy night. There was a lot of shows that night. It was insane, actually.
I don't even know what happened. It was.
I can't remember. Yeah.
And there was like, it was packed for every band. It wasn't like the first band, like all their friends came and then they all left. Like, it was packed for the whole night, which was so cool. And everybody was really nice, you know. And all the bands were great. But anyway, we played all those songs, and then like, pretty much like we've already started working on new songs, and we were already talking today like really intensely about like how we're gonna record the next.
Did you play any new songs at the other show
No.
Fingers Crossed. We just did the album.
We just did the whole thing. Oh. Yeah, we don't have any completed songs or anything yet, but we started working on them.
Even the ones we played tonight aren't complete. because they're always a work in progress, right. like our own lives.
Well, just because of your mistakes and stuff. We just turn your mistakes into
But I think it's important to not talk about my mistakes and talk like about how, you know, actually it was Jesse Taylor, too, that helped us get that get this album out quicker.
Because Jesse Taylor He's, at Night Prison recorded it.
Yeah, and he was...
with Bill. Bill did it, too.
Yeah. But he was really enthusiastic for us to be quick. So we worked quickly, and we were just super happy to work with him and excited about that. So it was important to get everything finished quickly. And
he's more like a producer, though, because he, like, he wants to make, like, lots of suggestions. And he played tambourine and, like,
shaker
saxophone. Saxophone on it and kind of, like,
made it was the best recording experience anyone could ask for. And I think that ties into the title of the album, too, Ultimate Truth.
Well, I guess it's actually Absolute Truth. I don't know where you've been.
Ultimate Absolute.
That's the next record. The next record's called Ultimate Truth. We're just going to get more and more truthful for each.
Well, we've actually, I completely pissed Bill and Mel off. Because I already had an idea for the next release name, which they agreed with, and we're not going to talk about it, but it
We were pissed off.
Well, yeah, because you just were like, Christ, like we just...
Expectations.
Yeah, like nothing was even written. I was like, I believe that, like, we don't need to get into that, but Jesse did a great job.
Yeah.
And really helped us out. Like, there was... You know, like probably 99% of the suggestions that he had were smarter than any ideas we had, except for one, which we don't need to get into because Mel hated that. And now every time we play
Jesse
that song,
hates me.
Jesse,
I rejected the idea. No,
I don't
Jesse
think it was because
not.
Of that. I think that goes back years.
You're right.
But the last thing we need to do is turn this into Game of Thrones or The Hundred or whatever.
Hunger Games?
No, I was talking about TV Hunger Games as a movie franchise.
No clue.
Okay.
I don't watch TV. I just read books.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Anyways, Jesse. Well, I mean, he's not new at this game, so he's done it for quite.
Well,
he's a goddamn genius.
I've ever recorded was with Jesse. And twice with Jordan Coop, but otherwise, always with Jesse, because he's the best. He's so relaxed and like, he's super intimidating because he's a genius and like, Twin Crystals and Challenge 3 and 4.
Well, did you ever see
Mormon
Live Girls?
And played my first show with Live Girls.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So did Mr. Ugly.
Aww. Was it the same show?
We were trying to get Mike to come up here with us.
We didn't try very hard.
No, well, we talked about texting him.
What was he going to do? What are you going to get him to do?
Just like load the gear.
Sit and make comments about how we're failing.
Count us in.
Yeah. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. No, but Jesse's amazing. And he's so approachable, which is surprising because he is so intimidating because he's done like so much awesome stuff in Vancouver. He's like
he's gonna hate you so much more after this.
I always
we're gonna
say such nice things about
transcribe
him
this. Ben will send this over on Facebook and we'll forward it to him.
He's getting all of it.
He'll have just like a stone cold
is
face,
he on Facebook
but secretly he will like it
yeah
I hope.
Really?
See, he was. I don't know.
He's on Facebook.
Yeah. Do you have Facebook, Ben?
It's probably listening right.
Jesse is on Facebook. His name is Jesse Taylor. Just add him as a friend.
Everyone just add him.
Do you have Facebook, Ben?
Yeah, I do.
Ben is Ben Lai on Facebook.
I gotta promote my wares and.
Well, no, I wasn't judged. I think that's great.
Yeah.
I just.
How come you don't have Facebook? Because you feel like you're better than Facebook? Or?
No, I never said that.
Yeah.
I have a horrible Twitter that makes up for anybody
who is my feeling happy with their lives and wants to be seriously depressed should follow Don LaRange on Twitter.
Have you checked out your own Twitter lately?
My Twitter is
that's a horrendous pile of shit.
And amazing.
That's a piece of shit, your
and
Twitter.
And I only post once every 2 months.
That's a horrible, sad. It's a depressing.
Basically,
piece
the only
of
person
shit.
Who follows me on Twitter and like comments is yeah. you. You retweet me and comment.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Like I can imagine I'm the only one who follows you.
Well, you're the only one who can take it.
I have 421 followers on there.
Mine is like fucking Oprah, inspirational.
Yeah, I can't seriously. Argue with that. That's
yeah,
true.
Because yours is like a fucking death trap.
Well, every
I feel like just
there's
dying.
34,000 tweets and it's fucking wrong every single yeah. one. I would never say that anything that I tweet
minutes.
On there is right, though.
Every 20 minutes you tweet something.
99%
now,
of those tweets are incorrect.
Oh, my God. And taking pictures of people when they're on the bus, it's unbelievable. It's amazing. I'm making fun of it, but really it's the best thing I've ever seen in my whole life. It's amazing. Don LaRange on Instagram and on Twitter is the best thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
I love you.
I love you, too.
All right, Twitter, Facebook. I have no. I follow. It's great. I'm not on Twitter as much as I kind of scroll yeah. through it. I don't post a lot.
It's because Shammy's on there all the time, clogging the feed.
Let's go back to the Absolute Truth. It's available. It's on cassette.
And CDR.
Yeah.
And CDR, and you can get
it. And it's on Bandcamp.
It's on Bandcamp, and you can just get it at your local watering hole.
Virgin
record.
Mega Store.
Yeah. Yeah. Your Virgin, the Sam the record man, A&B Sound.
A&B Sound.
What else?
Yeah.
Is that
HMV. It?
Track Records.
Yeah.
Scratch Records.
Those are all good. Yeah. Yeah, perfect.
No, Charlie's? But it is Charlie.
Charlie's.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, Bill. Wow.
I sold them all my CDs in the late
90s.
Yeah.
I got a lot of things from, yeah.
Yeah, Charlie's was good.
It was great. I just remember walking. Sometimes you can just see like a huge stack of like two shelves of like Silverchair.
Oh,
yeah. But what about CDs though? I think they're coming back because you know vinyls are back.
Yeah,
right.
Those are back. Yes.
Tapes are back.
Yeah, eventually.
And I just sold all my CDs. I sold them at a local record store.
So somebody bought all the No Means No records.
Had some No Means No CDs, and yeah, I sold them.
That's good.
Thank CDs probably back, maybe not now, but 2040 maybe.
Right.
Yeah. It's gonna totally come back, and people will be walking around with like those walkable Discman thing.
Yeah. It'll be kind of. We're skipping all the time when you move. No, but for real, it's available at Red Cat and Audio Pile and
Horses.
Neptune. Horses. And Dandelion.
Do you have it?
Is it at Horses?
I haven't dropped any off at Horses yet.
But it will be soon.
Yeah, and you can always check back.
That's my responsibility because it's a block from my house, but I haven't done it because I'm a
fan. And the website, just so people want to go to your site, it's Bandcamp. And to do a search, Softess is spelled
S-O-F-T-E-S-S.
Because there's certain different ways of spelling it.
Yeah, well, because everybody thinks it's softest. But it's funny because when you search soft, it doesn't
no
mean
meaning.
Anything. It's because... whatever, but when
there is a story behind it, but we've decided
to not
that grunt just derailed the
wasn't
whole
a
thing.
Grunt.
We almost had a much worse name.
Yeah, we did.
All right, so
but it's softest.bandcamp.com.
Okay, so we have about 15 minutes left, and if you're a listener to the show for the last few episodes, we've been playing this game.
Ooh.
That's been an internet sensation.
She's
no, it's not. It's not. Basically, the only reason I'm keep playing it is no one has complained about it yet.
Okay.
And we're going to play it after.
Jamie's going to have it all over his Twitter later.
We're going to.
Live.
all the bands played it. The last three bands played it anyway, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Cool.
We'll be back after these messages.
What's the game? Hey. What's so sad?
Oh. Nothing, really. Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio.
featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary. Basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's
only one word.
I don't know who else.
All right. Oh.
Hey.
Sorry, it's all right. We are back. Yeah, so we've been playing this game the last three sessions. Last week, we have basically the whole point is just it's a silly game where we make bands come on and play the personality test that is on BuzzFeed. Last week, it was Wish Kicker, and they did a quiz on which friend's character are you. Basically, they just answer a bunch of random questions, like what color do you like?
Okay.
And what. And then Late Spring was here, and they did a quiz was which season are you? And I think they got they didn't get spring. And they got summer, yeah. And then Wynonna Forever was on the show, and then I made them do a quiz of which Wynonna Ryder character are you.
Okay, cool.
So for
what's
you,
ours?
I was trying to do something to deal with soft, but that didn't,
which
doesn't really exist.
Which laundry detergent are
so
you?
So the really basic one I have is just what kind of pizza are you? Because we did talk about pizza.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know what type I am.
Yeah.
So how it works is just I ask you these questions that is found on many of Facebook feeds, BuzzFeed, and then you can answer them as a band, I guess. That's pretty much the only way to do it. Or you can take turns doing it. You guys can argue about it.
Can we just stream of consciousness?
Yeah.
Whatever.
There's no right or wrong answer.
Yell out.
So what kind
but
of?
You gotta. But you need to enter something.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a thing. I'll show you.
Okay.
If you need to, but most of them are just words. What kind of pizza are you? And it's the first question is pick a TV show. There's Modern Family.
Seinfeld.
There's Seinfeld.
Yes.
There's Scandal, Cheers, Breaking Bad, Sesame Street, Mad Men, Girls.
Seinfeld.
Are we doing Seinfeld?
I like Girls.
Oh, I hate Girls.
Well, yeah, it's terrible. But
it is terrible.
What's the consensus?
Bill, you're the tiebreaker.
There's no right or wrong answer.
I'll say Seinfeld.
All right.
Sorry, I haven't seen Girls before.
Girls is horrible. So stupid.
That's probably why.
All right, it's Friday night. Where are you? Playing video games? Drinking? Straight chillin'.
Wait, are we pretending like we're on Seinfeld?
No, that's a separate question now.
Oh, okay.
But you feel free to pretend you're on Seinfeld.
Okay.
So you're playing video games, drinking, chillin' at an art show with my family.
Is that a chosen family or a blood family?
you can interpret it any way you want.
Okay.
What else is there? You
wanna... Who knows, lol. We are straight chilling at
practice.
Seeing a
foreign
film.
Yeah.
Straight chilling at practice on Fridays.
All right, perfect.
Yep.
And then pick a way to say hello.
Hey.
Do you guys want to go through?
Yeah.
Okay.
Say it out.
Oi. What's up? Yo. Bonjour. Friend. Friend? What kind of hello?
Some people go friend, I guess.
Howdy. Aloha. Oh, hi there. Fist bump. Oh, boy.
I would say oh, hi there is closest myself.
Sure.
Mel, yeah. I'm happy with that, actually.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yep. Yep, because
I like saying
aloha.
What's up, like from the old Budweiser commercial.
So I was going to say if we picked aloha, we'd be Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Right. So we're back to pizza.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're choosing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we are.
Yeah, you got to think. Pick a fictional place to live in. You got Westeros.
Westeros, Gotham City, Metropolis, Narnia, Hogwarts, Atlantis, the Shire, Tatooine.
Well, obviously the Shire.
What's the Shire?
Yeah.
That's where
Lord of the
Bilbo
Rings.
Baggins lives.
Who's that?
Lord of the Rings.
Holy
Lord
shit.
Of the Rings.
Are you kidding?
I was going to say Atlantis.
What's Atlantis?
It's like the city under the sea.
What's that, though?
It's like the city, the lost city of Atlantis.
But what's it from?
It's just a legend.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But it's also, I think it's also, I guess it's, is it also where Aquaman is from?
Atlantis?
No, is it different?
Atlantis.
You can be a mermaid.
All right, sure.
No, because there's air down there.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, this question is kind of meta. Like, what do you hate on a pizza? Nothing? Salad? Meat, pineapple, too much sauce, anchovies, veggies, hot sauce.
This is divided because I would say meat.
I say meat. I hate meatza.
Meatza?
I wouldn't eat a meatza.
What? Really? Yeah, you do eat vegetarian pizza, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, so we just go with that.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Meat's terrible. Like, the cancer wheel. Like, I don't want to get into that right now, but it's a cancer wheel.
Okay. You found $100. What do you spend it on? Comics, jerky. Exotic jerky. Weed, books, truffle oil, beer, duh, pizza, sneakers.
Well, in all seriousness, like, can we answer this?
Yeah.
Like, books, obviously.
Well, yeah, if we're being pretentious, but also, let's pretend it's a Friday when we're practicing, and we just got $100, we'd get pizza. We'd buy a large vegan pizza for me, and then beer and weed.
So pizza goes. Pick a dude's name, it says here. Mike, Francis, Matt, Brian, Kevin.
Mike.
Jonah, Sam.
Robert.
I don't think that's the right answer. We've got to speed this up.
I would go with Francis.
I would go with Francis, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Frank's okay with me.
I don't even know. Like, where are they trying to get with this? Like, is Mike
I haven't Hawaiian had children yet, but I would totally name my son Francis.
Oh, this is a good one. I'm sure.
Favorite sport?
Pick a sport.
Well, dodgeball, obviously.
I like watching baseball.
We're not picking baseball. Fuck baseball, though. Okay, football, bullshit. Let me see, Ben. Football's garbage. Baseball's stupid.
Soccer's
garbage. Hockey sucks.
Dodgeball.
Surfing sucks. MMA is pretty great. NASCAR rules.
What's
dodgeball.
What's MMA?
It's those fighting guys.
Ultimate Fighter or whatever? Okay.
What the? Okay. Pick a new word for pizza.
Pow pow. Taste bomb. Ooh, child. Roundies. Cheesers. Circles of life, edible plates. My buddy.
Yeah, my buddy.
My buddy.
All right.
Yeah.
In case you're just joining us right now, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Life on Thunderbird, Radio Hell. We're close to finishing. I'm live in studio with the band Softis. We are playing a little games where they answer a bunch of silly questions on the internet, and the computer tells them what kind of pizza they are. Oh, this is not a good answer.
Oh, no. What is? It's like all beef.
So they just answer a whole bunch of questions. And what kind of pizza are you? You got bagel bites. That's not even a...
Oh, those are delicious.
Yeah, those are great. I love that. Those are great. I love a bagel bite.
You are fun. You are fun with a tongue-in-cheek attitude.
Ooh.
Yeah.
People may not take you seriously at times, but once they let you in, they're like, why don't we hang out all the time?
Or they're like, I'm going
to... Everybody always says to me, but not you. When people meet you, they're like, oh, I feel like I wish I was never born.
Or I'd like an early death.
Yeah. Well, that's really the only option once you're already alive and they've met you. Yeah. Bagel bites. I'm stoked.
Perfect. Great. Bagel bites. Softis is bagel bites. So, yeah, thank you so much for coming out. That was a fun game. That's all the time we have. But what upcoming shows, please?
Oh, yeah. We're playing Music Ways this coming Friday.
June
3rd at
Pat's Pub.
Cool.
Yep. At 9:30
with a bunch of other bands. And
anything else?
Then we're playing
Fingers Crossed.
Oh, that's in July. 22nd.
Oh, we're playing with Dry Heave at Redgate on June 30th.
Oh my god. Oh.
And Dry Heave are from Calgary and they're great. Best.
Okay,
they're so good. It's it's DRIHIEV. And if you like Skinny Puppy or Big Black, you will really like Dry Heave. And I told them that, and they didn't mind that comparison.
And you said July, June or 30th? July.
June 30th. And Nick Hughes is also playing with under his new moniker, Mascara.
Like Nick from Shearing Pinks. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That'll be a really good show.
That's awesome. Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming by. And yeah, we are totally out of time. Coming up next, we have Copy and Paste. And that's coming up in about 5 minutes' time. Do not go anywhere. Yeah, thank you very much, everyone, for coming out next week on the program Burnside. So please come in for that.
Burnside.
Brought to you in living color.
Attention non-reptilian life. Tambor Concerts, Levitation Fest, and CITR present King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Dead Ghosts and the Pretties this May 28th at the Rickshaw Theater. King Gizzard is touring in support of new album Paper Mache Dream Balloon. The show is completely
sold out.
And you can learn more about these dark rites at KingGizzardAndTheLizardWizard.com or learn more about upcoming shows at TamberConcerts.com.
Like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends on Commercial Drive, like 10% off at Stormcrow Tavern, High Life Records, Audio Pile, Mintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Astorino's is located off Commercial Drive in the heart of East Vancouver. It's run by the Britannia Community Center and is available to rent for anyone. Some of its features include tall ceilings, wood floors, accessible bathrooms, a stage, and a PA. Astorino's is an accessible space and centrally located. It's ideal for any type of rehearsal, information session, dance classes, arts and craft sales, rummage sales, community events, and of course, shows and dancing.
Check out BritanniaCenter.org and the Facebook search Astorino's, or contact Maddie Harris by email at maddiefromlife@gmail.com to learn more.
Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Price is still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
How do you listen to CITR? Do you stream it with your data? You could be getting it free on your phone with the already installed FM receiver chip, but major carriers have blocked access to it. If you want access to all your favorite CITR goodness on your phone, get involved. Visit freeradiomyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Better Environmentally Sound Transportation is bringing you the 20th Annual Commuter Challenge. The Commuter Challenge is a fun, friendly competition between individuals, workplaces, organizations, and students. Participants take transit, rideshare, car share, walk, cycle, or work from home. By tracking commutes online, participants see their total number of CO2 emissions avoided, fuel saved, and calories burned. There's absolutely no cost to register and participate, and you can win great prizes. The event takes place June 5th to 11th, the week after Bike to Work Week. We encourage people to do both. Our goal is to encourage healthy, safe, and green communities along the coast and across BC by promoting sustainable commutes. Register now at commuterchallengebc.ca. New Shoots, a creative writing program run by UBC and the Vancouver School Board, launches its 31st anthology of student poetry, prose, and artwork on Friday, June 17th. For over 30 years, New Shoots has cultivated and published the work of young writers, this year with over 70 students at 15 schools across Vancouver. Poet Amber Dawn, author Kevin Chong, and playwright Sasha Singer-Wilson will perform, accompanied by students published in the anthology. Light food and refreshments will be provided. Come to the fall